You're wrong! They're not cute! They're evil!
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the After Cold Nothing podcast.
Yes!
Salsa!
James!
And Jenna! And fuck Care Bears! Fucking goddamn motherfucking Care Bears! Wow. No, 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 that is wrong. They are a cuddly version of the conservative right. Fuck those guys. Fuck them. They are. They are. They stare at you from above. They come down to earth and they shoot you with laser beams that shoot out of their stomachs and change your personality to make you fit what they think you should be. It's awful. It's horrible. Fuck Care Bears. Fuck them.
What about Teddy Ruxpin, Jenna?
Nah, he's just creepy.
Yeah.
What about the Care Cousins?
I honestly have less issues with those, but I also just don't think they're as good. Like, at least the Care Bears have character. Like, the Care Bear Cousins are just like, we're gonna take over your thing, but make it awkward. Like, no, fuck them.
So what I'm hearing is Jenna's cool with the Care Bears.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Jesus, man.
I will.
Why would you do
this? I will stab you. There are several swords right here, Salsa.
Don't try to stab him in the face, though, and just eat it.
That's accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, please don't eat it.
Don't you make me repeat it. Yeah.
Take a long saber.
Stick it in your hole.
We should drink something.
Oh, yeah. Should. Why didn't we start with booze?
I don't know. I was James, ranting. What's going on?
I was
here?
Already ranting. It's been a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've been busy. Well, you're figuring out the booze things. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all three of us are here. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing all of the Fearless Five and all of the Die Laughing and all of the things. And I've been busy.
What?
Also, my brain is leaking out of its ear.
Ew.
My brain has its own ear that it is leaking out of.
Is that your brain leaking, or are you just...
Full. God damn. One of the best insults ever. Although, no, I'm a fan of... you're so stupid. You thought ham came from hamsters.
Jesus.
It's so good.
It's pretty dumb.
Because it's so stupid. Mm-hmm. And it's a stupid insult about stupid. And I love it.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
The funny.
Yeah. Right.
Ooh.
I've been excited about this.
I just got back from lab.
Yes.
Where I got to see... one Dennis Zastarov.
Zastarov. Zastarov. Zastarov. Zastarov.
Yeah.
Thank you, Salsa.
They bought me a drink, so it was very, very kind of them. And then I was like, hey, you're awesome. I have to go. Podcast. You knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Like.
Speaking of booze. So we have, as was mentioned a few weeks ago, my mother-in-law showed up with gifts, and we are drinking out of our very fancy glasses.
So fancy.
We are drinking Mr. Stack's Sour Cherry Schnapps.
Now,
ooh, 15% nice. Alcohol by volume.
I know that we will sometimes have an argument, podcast-wise, about whether it's pinkies out or pinkies up, and I believe for these glasses, it is both.
I'm going to go at an awkward 45.
Pinkies extended.
But extended and upraised.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, here we go. We are sipping.
45.
We are
sipping. All right.
The aroma, by the way, is stellar.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Mmm.
Oh. Oh, yes.
That is a bit of all right.
So, question.
Yes.
These glasses are
not
like...
Not as sour as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, no, it is delightful.
Yeah, that's quite pleasant.
So these glasses are painted in, like, gold and other paints, and they're very old. Am I going to get lead poisoning?
Ideally.
I'm not against it. I just want to be forewarned.
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, if I'm going to get lead poisoning, I hope that it's from purchasing inexpensive toys or eating paint.
You know, I can picture you actually eating paint chips. But like they're regular chips and you're dipping them in like...
Paint dip?
No. Top the tater.
Top the tater, yeah.
Top the tater would make even lead paint chips taste good.
Right?
I mean, that would make fucking anything taste good. Do you ever think about just dipping a sword in Top the Tater?
No.
All right. So, aside from our beloved Dennis, who else
did you see? There were a couple of performers I didn't know. Uh-huh. Which is always
That's
lovely.
That's exciting.
But I haven't been to lab regularly for a while because we do this podcast thing usually on top of it. I know, right? I'm dedicated, you guys. I show up. But there was a few delightful moments. Emily performed again, and she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bit that Just Nancy did.
Yeah.
Where she performed as Amy Klobuchar.
Oh.
Yeah, she was delightfully awkward.
Hmm.
I'm going to go with delightfully awkward Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah.
Who is doing really well at the moment,
obviously. No, it's weird.
Huh.
I mean, as long as it's not Trump, I'll vote him in. So, Pet Rock, done. So Just Nancy performed and had a wonderful interview with somebody. So she was Amy, and then there was another person that was a Fox News reporter.
Ew.
Oh, my God. I wanted to hit him. He did a really good job.
And that...
Yep. Yeah.
That does mean that they're doing the best possible job, yeah.
That is the yep.
Where?
The sincerest form of flattery.
Oh, God. our good friend Esther.
Yes.
Did stand up for the first time.
I saw the pictures.
Did stand up sitting down, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And played the kazoo. And yeah, it was lovely. And then Kayla did a bit with previous host Matt Alex, because they are in a relationship way. Mm-hmm. And they did a bit for Valentine's Day where Kayla had 20 questions for Matt.
Oh, boy.
About her.
Oh,
and every question that Matt got wrong, Kayla got to shave a part of his head. I believe Matt got, out of 20 questions, 4 of them correct.
Oh, so he's bald.
I got 7. Like, I'm like, dude.
Wow.
My favorite, the very first question is, when is my birthday? And Matt was like, it's this month, 20-something? And I was like, Matt, I know this one. And Kayla's like, God damn it, Matt, even Jenna knows this one. And I'm like, well, she posted it on Facebook. Oh.
Oh. Oof.
So I'm going to slip in a quick plug right now. Next week on February 20th is Double Blind, a.k.a. Kayla's birthday, and she will be performing. So her birthday is February 20th.
Yeah.
Show up for that.
Do.
Buy her a cake or something.
Forget. Yeah.
But yeah, it was delightful.
For a cake-flavored shot.
My favorite being, because she had the electric trimmers.
Oh.
She did one line just straight down the middle.
Of course.
Over the mohawk.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Well, there's that.
That's and they finished up the bit, and she was like, huh, we're doing promo pictures tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was Fearless
that happened.
Lab tonight. Yeah.
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 Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, I just figured that the reason that he had so many tattoos is that he doesn't remember anything that isn't written directly on him.
That's fair.
It's not an inaccuracy.
Right.
Oh, our boy.
May he rest in peace.
Can I segue into tattoos for a second?
Go ahead.
Nice. So I am going to be getting a tattoo.
Yes.
Ooh.
Coming up here in a bit. It's something that I've been wanting to get for years and finally found an artist that, you know, I want to work on it. Because it's going to be this gorgeous, not work piece that I want to look like it's on ancient manuscript. Illuminated.
Yes. I mean, it will be on your arm.
But that ignore. old, you know, vellum illuminated, you know. And so trying to find an artist that would be able to do something like, cause that's not a common style.
Right.
But I finally, ended up on an artist and I had my, consultation, on Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to leave work
and
I look at Facebook and Eric Thompson,
curse the French.
His wife.
Yes.
Posts on Facebook that she just put a down payment down on a tattoo.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, wow, what an amazing coincidence.
Yeah.
So I go and I do my consult and I get home and I look at Facebook again. And somebody else has asked her where she's going to get her tattoo. Boy. And she goes, I'm going to Jackalope. And I went,
well,
that's amazing because I was just at Jackalope. And so I message her or comment on the thread, and I was like, wow, I was at Jackalope as well. If you say Nichelle is your artist, I don't know what I will do with that information. And she responds with, Nichelle is my artist.
Yes. Did you know what to do with the information?
I did not know what to do with the information.
Well, all right,
you know
then.
Now.
I still don't know what to do with that. It was such a weird coincidence that we were both talked to the same tattoo artist on the same day.
As an aside.
Yes.
Oh, which is a weird coincidence, and I love it.
I love it.
Have you seen the video that Ridiculous Puppet Company made in conjunction with Jackalope on how to get a tattoo, the do's and don'ts of getting a tattoo?
No.
I will share this with you.
Yes, please.
This was a thing. It happened about 5-6 years ago.
Put it in the notes.
But, yeah, Ridiculous Puppet Company worked with them on that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to...
Yes, I did.
Yes. I got to assist with that. I got to do a little bit of puppetry, but mostly I was in charge of reviewing, keeping the list of scene shots that needed to happen and what we were looking for in each one of those. So.
I feel like a French aristocrat right now.
I know.
These glasses
right?
are just gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I will find that. I will share that with you guys during a break, and then we can post it on the comments because it is really good. And Ridiculous Puppet Company has, you know, done all of that work.
Yeah.
But
I also highly recommend Jackalope Tattoo.
But Jackalope is incredible. And I love that Jackalope partnered with the puppet company on doing this.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, how do we do do's and don'ts of tattoos without fucking somebody up?
Puppets!
Boom!
Yay.
So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's real good. So. Anyway.
That was my seg.
Yeah, no, I love the people at Jackalope. They are sweet, wonderful people.
I should definitely watch that video because I may be getting my first tattoo in the near future. And I won't go into it right now because it has not been posted publicly.
Oh, God. Is there mystery around this?
So there is a little bit of tattoo mystery.
But it may be related to something coming up soon. In the future.
Kayla's birthday?
Yeah, that's next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Not this coming Thursday, but the Thursday
It is unrelated to that, but I will be in that show with Kayla.
Oh, yay!
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I will be there taking people's money. And celebrating Kayla's birthday.
For the sake of it or for the company?
I mean, in general.
Yeah.
but also for the company.
Oh, just right. Looking for handouts outside the door.
I mean, whatever I can do to raise funds for the company. Come on.
Also that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Show a little ankle.
Yeah. Just selling matchsticks.
Freezing to death in the story.
Yep.
Yep.
Lisa, boil a matchstick for me. You get a dozen for 2 bits.
It just sounds weirdly filthy when you say it. I don't know.
It's because I make everything weirdly filthy.
Well, that's it. That's
Have
okay.
a conversation that's with Joe.
Nail upon the top.
Yeah.
We are gathered here today to remember Jenna, who gave her life collecting this $3.78 for Fearless.
Oh, bitch. I'm not giving my life. I will stab a bitch and then take their money, and it will be more than $3.78.
She will give someone else's life.
Well, no, it was more than $3.78, but after buying a pack of cigarettes, that's all you had left.
I am not buying cigarettes right now.
Say what?
Yeah. And this is not a keep me honest. This is not anything like that. I wasn't even going to say anything.
Yeah.
But you brought up cigarettes, and I'm currently smoking OPCs, which are other people's cigarettes. But I also purchased for myself a Juul.
A singer? Songwriter?
No.
Juul.
J-U-U-L.
Julien.
So, yeah, I'm doing the e-cig, which is not necessarily healthy or safe, but it is healthier
and less and expensive.
Safer and way less expensive.
Yeah.
I can probably, you can get like 4 cartridges for $20,
sure.
Which is the pack of two, or the price of 2 cigarettes, or 2 packs that I usually get, which is like, you know. Maybe a week's worth in cigarettes is probably, I'm guessing, going to be about a month, month and a half of Juul Puff for me. So
that is significantly lower.
It is significantly lower. I'm trying to save up monies for a house.
A friend of mine started doing that and said that his favorite thing about it is that when you light a cigarette, there's a given amount of it. Some people just smoke half cigarettes. They get used to smoking
cigarettes. I'm about 2/3 with American Spirits.
But like with the e-cigs, he just like steps outside, takes a puff or two, and then just comes back in.
I'm at about 4 to 5 puffs right now.
Yeah.
Which is a lot for Juul, because Juul has way more nicotine than a normal cigarette does. It has none of the formaldehyde or rat poison or whatever else, but
none of the fun.
Usually a cigarette is, I think it was like 0.7% compared to the 5% that is in a total cartridge. Or was it 0.07%?
So
whatever. You generally take in more nicotine.
Right.
Sure.
With an e-cig.
Really fast.
Less tar.
Yeah, it's real fast. Is the big thing. So so I'm still a nicotine addict, but I'm not smoking, well, and I smoked American Spirits, so I didn't have a chunk of the chemical stuff that a lot of other smokers do.
Sure.
But carcinogens.
Yeah.
Nope. Which, as a woman at 40, I should probably be more aware of that anyway, so...
I always thought that that smokers were a lot like Komodo dragons.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to hear this.
Yeah. No. This is a long held belief that I've had is that smoking cigarettes makes you into a Komodo dragon because Komodo dragons are not extremely quick. Like they're functionally, they have the speed of monitor lizards or alligators. Not even necessarily as fast as alligators, which can do. I think 11 kilometers in a straight line. So zigzag, if you're being pursued. What they'll do is surprise their prey, and if it is too large for them to just eat in one go, like chicken size or smaller, they will bite it, and then they will just let that bite ferment, because the bacteria that they have in their mouth is incurable.
Okay.
And it will kill you. And so they'll bite an... not an antelope. I don't know what's wild on the Isle of Komodo other than the people who live there and their pets. But they will bite, you know, a goat or something. And then a week later, that goat will fucking die of that bite. Because it's functionally a slow-acting poison. And then that goat is not going to die in the same neighborhood where it got bitten, necessarily. So that Komodo dragon just has to hope that another Komodo dragon somewhere else bit another goat, and that that other goat is going to show up soon. It's like ordering Bite Squad for someone else. And so it comes to smokers, right?
Have you ever walked out on this?
I'm really looking for this connection.
I can't tell if I'm having a seizure or if I'm on drugs.
Do you smell toast?
I mean, always.
Do you smell Jewel? Yeah.
The singer songwriter.
I could puff my Jewel right now.
The if you ever walk out onto a patio and you're like, "Hey, does anybody have a cigarette? I could bum." And people will be like, "Yeah, of course." And I talked to somebody about that. I was like, "How come everybody always has a cigarette for someone else?" And they're like, "Well, because someone always had a cigarette for us."
Right.
So it's like the Komodo dragon karmic cigarette.
For a moment, I thought you were saying that cigarette smokers had poisonous bites.
I mean,
we do.
That's not entirely accurate. Wrong, but
so of
beware of smoker bites.
So yeah. Of all of the possible pay it forward metaphors, you went with
Komodo dragons.
Komodo dragon.
Well, I mean, we are slowly killing ourselves with the cigarettes. So
also, have you ever seen a smoker take down an entire chicken? It's breathtaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feathers and all.
Yeah, just a kick in
the
foot.
I mean, anything.
Spit the beak out.
To be fair, anything a smoker does is breathtaking.
I have a story. Guys. Oh, my God, does this remind me of a thing.
Oh, good.
I'm going to call someone out. I don't even know if he listens to this podcast anymore, but Captain America.
Yes. Oh, Captain. Yeah.
Oh, trailer. He and I had a fight about 4 or 5 years ago for Human Combat Chess.
Seems right.
We had a fight together.
Yeah.
And we'd be in rehearsal working on our fight.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd run through it, you know, one or two times.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of it, he would be out of breath. And I would not.
Yeah.
Again, listeners, at this point, I'm about 35 years old. I have a near adult child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a smoker.
Yeah.
I don't work out regularly. And I'm fighting somebody about 10 years younger than me who is physically fit. And when I say fit, I mean he could do push-ups with me on his back.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
repeatedly. Very fit young gentleman, mm-hmm. not a smoker, exercises regularly, all the rest of
but
this.
And we're doing.
No. We're doing these fights. And he's running out of breath at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like we get through a rehearsal and I was like, "Trailer, breathe."
Yeah.
There is no reason that I should be still able mm-hmm. to breathe when you cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And it is because I continue to breathe throughout
mm-hmm.
the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a 40-year-old smoker will kick all y'all's asses because I fucking breathe. That's my story.
Nice.
Yeah.
No,
breathe or die.
When I was living in Europe, I was smoking unfiltered cigarettes. But I was also climbing up the Swiss Alps literally every day.
Right.
You know, so I had...
I mean, there's no oxygen up there anywhere. So what were you depriving yourself of?
It's thinner air. I'm walking up 30-degree inclines all over the fucking place. Mm-hmm. I got back to the States and could just smoke whatever, because it had filter at this point.
Yeah.
So I started smoking cloves.
Yeah.
And was still just, like, outpacing people. And,
yeah.
And they were just like, "You smoke cloves. How are you able to stand up?"
Given superpowers by our Earth's yellow sun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
And then I got older. And I can't do that anymore.
Again, 40-year-old smoker.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Although I do, like, I understand that it's medical professionals' job to be like, tobacco is bad.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy a hookah with friends.
Oh, sure.
Like, once a year, maybe 2 to 3 times in 12 months.
Yeah.
And I will still, because I'll mention it, because they'll be like, have you used any tobacco products in the last 12 months? And I'll be like, once. And they'll be like, you know.
Just lie, James. Seriously.
Seriously.
But for fuck's sake, lie.
No.
I mean, I told you guys about the last time I went to the doctor, and she's like, so, do you smoke? And I was like, and about this amount? And she's like, so, you know, I'm obligated to be like, hey, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Cool, we're done.
All right. That would be
like,
so
and
cool.
that's my favorite. She didn't like try to tell me to stop. She was just like, in case for some reason you have been living under a rock for the past 40 years of your life, that's bad for you. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. If you haven't heard it by this point in your life,
right?
Yeah.
So, which going back,
sure.
I don't have a sound effect for that on the sound box, so I just made one. Oh. but no, going back, like, that's doing the Juul. Less carcinogens, less whatever. Yeah. Every time I've looked up, like, because of course I researched this before I switched.
You?
Right? I know, right?
Shocked.
God, I've got spreadsheets. So, mostly actually accurate. So, but no, like, I researched everything and I went, Juul has the least amount of blah, 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 whatever. It has blah, blah, blah. The only thing that was a frustrating point was that they don't have a lot of control over the amount of nicotine that they carry within a cartridge.
Gotcha.
But aside from that,
different from other, like, vaping
they have
systems.
5 ingredients.
Yeah.
And I researched all fucking 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it seems to be the, not a healthy, but the healthiest.
Sure.
Out of all the e-cig stuff that I researched. But there were 18 million papers on like, oh, Juul is bad because it appeals to young kids and it looks like a USB port, which only if you're old and stupid, kind of. Like, it's longer and bigger. But,
are we not doing phrasing?
But, like, you know,
did you have a date like that
looks
one?
Like a flash drive, so, you know, the teachers can't find the blah, 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 blah,
I don't know
blah.
That kids know what a
and
flash
it,
drive is anymore.
What do they use?
The internet.
Cloud.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all cloud now. I know, because that's my job.
The chips that are put into their arms when they're born now? I don't...
Wow.
I want one.
Dude. Okay.
They're ruffles with ridges.
I don't understand that reference.
Yeah, that's because he said it wrong.
Ruffles have ridges.
Ridges.
No, I still don't understand.
Oh, okay. Well, so that when you take your kid into the vet...
No.
They know.
I am really glad you don't have children.
Oh, that makes so many people. It's like... spitting in the ocean. Yeah.
No, but there were 18 million papers on why Juul is bad because of the children. And I was like, well, but I want to know what it does.
Think of the children.
I'm like, I want to know what it is for a 40-year-old smoker because right. I am not a teenage blah, blah, blah.
I am
blah,
not
blah.
A children.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, it's definitely a better swap for me.
Yeah.
So.
Good.
Done.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mostly for the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be way cheaper. So.
Nice.
Salsa. I think we should take a break.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
Fine.
And then we'll come back and talk about other things.
Okay.
Other things?
Like what we've been doing.
I don't remember.
Sure. Yeah. We'll be back.
All right.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Hey, James.
Yeah?
What did you do?
I've been putting stuff in my tiny car, but more than that, this last weekend, friends were doing like a triple birthday meetup at a gigantic cabin complex. A
triple birthday? Just getting 3 years out of the way at once? Or?
Three people's birthdays are within like 2 weeks of each other. So, they...
Birthday.
Many of them are gluten sensitive or gluten intolerant and have celiacs. So they had special baked goods and breads and things like that, including a dick pie.
What?
And I will share pictures. I can't post them on the site, but I will show you two pictures of the dick pie.
Why can't we post them on the site?
Because I don't have their permission yet.
I see.
Yes. Mm. So it is a pie with sprinkles of candy dicks on the surface, gummy dicks inside of it, and then there was in the center of the pie one dick sucker just like... planted there, so there was a penis, like, just...
You have strange
out of
friends,
the
James.
Out of the middle. And
question.
Then when you cut into the pie, the cream filling just gushed out of it. Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's hilarious.
Is it?
It was pretty good. Also, it was delicious.
Okay. I mean. Delicious is a good argument.
Yeah. Yeah, they made a really good pie, and then just smothered it in dicks, which is real fucking funny.
Is it?
I'll show you and let you be the judge. So there was that, and then there was an enormity of wonderful food there for the entire weekend, food and drink, and I ended up having a hot tub experience that I think prepared me for the polar plunge.
Because
the tub was very warm, but frost had formed on the inside of the hot tub enclosure, including like the faux grass mats and stuff around the tub.
Right.
So that like you would get out and your feet would freeze to things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was all right. But at some point I was just like, you know what? I don't want to put clothes on at this specific moment. I'm just going to wrap these two towels around me and get the fuck back inside. Yes.
Hot tubbing while it's snowing is the best.
It is really good. It was negative 11 that night, which for an unheated enclosure was a lot.
Mm.
But it was a hot tub, so it was heated.
There was a hot tub inside the enclosure.
Right.
Yes.
That's all you really need.
I mean, for the tub. So, anyway, I got to go sit out on a frozen lake and have drinks and go for a walk and look at the full moon in the dark. And it was amazing. Little lights of ice fishing houses nearby. It was it was nice and kind of romantic and really fun. And
did you have a romantic with you?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. And no, it was lovely. And played board games that inspired the Portal writers.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a very simple role playing game called Paranoia, which I gather has been around for a super long time.
Yep.
And
I feel like I know of this, actually.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Informed the writers of Portal. It's incredibly funny. It's really easy to play, and we had an absolute blast. So there was that. There were a couple of other ones. Celestia, where everybody's in a giant airship. And Dice Forge, which I had played with Eric Thompson.
Kiss the French.
Which is ridiculous fun. And yeah, we just like got elbow deep in board games and puzzles and, you know, just, I don't know, woke up when we wanted to, went to sleep at 6 a.m. and I don't know, had a weekend.
It was a lovely, lovely weekend of people and pleasures.
A lovely weekend of lovely people. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
It was fucking dynamite.
I have a button for that.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you.
As close as I've got.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Your efforts are appreciated.
Oh. I was listening to the High Five Guys. I know.
Wow.
Le gasp.
Reconnaissance. I am spying on them in the most...
which is French for peeping.
Obvious way possible.
Right.
Like, it's like they just handed me their information. I mean, come on. So, no, I'm doing reconnaissance because we have a thing coming up, you guys.
Mmm. Bum, bum, bum.
I don't...
It is... Oh, you goddamn well better. God. It is...
I'm still hungover from the last one.
A little less than 8 weeks away.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to even say 7.5 weeks away.
I'm going to have to take my liver out of hibernation.
You really are. But Die Laughing is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be doing the AON/ High Five Guys crossover.
Oh, shit.
Because of course we are.
Yep.
With all of the challenges therein. However, the High Five Guys, and I am loath to admit it.
Yes?
They had a good idea. I know. They are talking about sippy cups.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Now, yeah, sippy cups for booze.
Yeah.
Because we make a mess. And I'm sure our stage person would appreciate that.
Yeah.
My friend Claire has been drinking wine from sippy cups.
Oh, I know.
Out in the fest campground.
I wasn't
for
like
years,
this is and, this yeah, is I mean, you know yeah. the first time this idea.
No, this but, is yeah.
but
yeah.
So they are idea. They are soliciting their listeners for sippy cups for mm-hmm. Die Laughing, and I feel like we should solicit our listeners.
I mean, I'm happy to solicit our listeners anyway.
I probably yeah. have a few sitting around somewhere.
Shh, we're soliciting.
Actually, I think like I might have gotten rid of them all.
Don't take rid of your kids' sippy cups.
No, my kids don't use sippy cups anymore. I'm trying to think. I think we...
No, they drink their wine out of a glass.
I'm trying to remember. Right. I'm trying to remember if all of that...
Yeah. I believe that of Lilibeth, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, she pinkies up.
Yeah. Like, Asher still uses a bottle, but it's a beer bottle, so, you know, it's fine.
Just watch him walk past you, like, toddle past you up to the bottle opener and just thunk.
Look. Yes.
Glug.
I might have to check, but I think all of our sippy cups are gone now.
Mm-hmm. But that means we need more. Yeah. However, so they were talking about getting 6 sippy cups and decorating them.
Yeah.
So that they were all like super cool for the High Five Guys, yeah. but not so cool for us.
Mm.
Which means we need to counter with our own sippy cups, of course.
True.
I don't remember exactly how West Side Story goes. But
I think it's like Romeo and Juliet.
No, I know. I meant the music. Son of a bitch.
I want that one.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, then get it. Or we can solicit our listeners.
Oh, it's a giant sippy cup.
What? Yes.
For hungover adults.
It's called the Spill-Free Hangover Cup. And it is a giant sippy.
I want one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I just said.
You guys, I'm sure the High Five guys will not be listening to this at all, nor do we have any mutual listeners that will share this information with them.
Who would do that?
But I think we need three giant sippies.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway.
Yeah, if they give us sippy cups, we just put them inside
We can give it. We need to find tiny sippy cups for them. Just like little.
So we need three giant ones and three itty bitty ones.
Yes.
All right, dear listeners, is your mission.
Are those like dolphin faces?
What?
They're ones.
They're puppy dog faces.
Oh, okay.
Did you just point out that? Never mind.
Oh, that what?
They're flavored blue. So, okay.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Anyway, I know that's not the right kind. Okay. Now I'm just being a dick to be a dick.
I mean, yeah.
When you're a dick to the... Oh.
From the mushroom-shaped tip.
To the hair at the other end. Officer Krupke just took on a completely different tone.
Oh, God.
Well, not completely different. Okay, not different at all. All right. So there's that. Bum, bum.
I seriously feel like a French aristocrat drinking from this cup.
You look a French aristocrat.
You look as close to a French aristocrat as you have ever looked. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's that?
Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah. I'm not saying you've nailed it yet, but you're
I don't know.
You're better than you have been.
But from
I don't know
wrist,
how to translate Kid Rock into French.
From the wrist down, I'm all Louis the 14th here.
That's why it's aristocrat.
Oh my God!
So anyway,
get the fuck out.
Well, it's been good. All right.
No, it hasn't.
No.
Okay. Get back here and pour me more booze.
Oh, all right.
Kay.
Yes, do that thing. That voodoo. That you do so well. Anyway. I know, right?
Right.
What did I do? What did I do?
I don't remember doing anything. I've been gone for 2 weeks.
I directed shit. That's what I did.
Yeah, you did.
I also have a show coming up in 3 days.
Oh, me too.
So, I should probably, choreograph it.
Oh.
Is Mondo this coming weekend?
Yes.
What?
You haven't choreographed your Mondo show yet.
Have you met me?
Once or twice. It was dark.
I haven't finished writing my storytelling thing for this Friday, so, you know, whatever.
I feel like that might be slightly different.
Not really.
Okay. Mm.
I've choreographed dance before, and I've written stories before, and I'm actually further ahead with my story writing this time than I typically am, so...
there's that.
Eh. I mean,
Dear Strike Theater,
been at this
I'm a
for
professional,
a while.
I swear.
Well, there is that.
I mean, really, Salsa just needs to be like, okay, I'm going to grab this segment that's about 45 seconds, and I need to grab this segment that's about a minute 15, and then... I need to do this portion over here, minus this jibber jab, and that'll give me about the rest of the other 30 seconds that I need. Like, that's...
pretty much.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. I choreograph in an hour, practice for two, done.
Mm. Holy shit.
What?
That's amazing.
Is it?
Kind of. Although, you're when these things come up, you forget to take it out into account the years of practice and experience and everything else that you've done to get to the point where you can just do that. I'm like, God,
it's like
that
watching somebody who's been a sous chef for
that's
10
super
years
easy for you. Yeah, because I've been working on it for 15 fucking years. That's why it's easy now. Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I'm really looking forward to it.
So your shows are when for Mondo?
So the Renegade show is on Friday night, and that is at Camp Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is, I want to say,
that was where you and I had our first show together.
What?
Camp Bar.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it a show that you were doing? Yeah, I was about to say.
Salsa used to do Fully Believable at the Camp Bar.
Was that the first time we worked together?
That was the first show we did.
Aww.
Well, that is
knowingly
Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
The February 14th at 9:45 p.m.
God.
Very nice.
To let people know, the Renegade Show is the... It's kind of like the Fearless Lab for performance artists.
Nice.
It's where we do the experimental shit, the weird shit, the shit that maybe shouldn't be seen by eyes
human
younger
eyes
than 45.
Oh God, my eyes.
Ultra porn.
Yeah. So that's the kind of the, a lot of that show is going to be other performers, honestly.
Yeah, sure.
But that will also be a really, interesting show. Cause you'll see people do just weird things that are mind blowing, but not enough to build a set around. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay.
Sure.
It's just like...
I can flip my eyelids and say, oh,
exactly.
Only like times 10.
Right.
Okay.
Over my head.
Yep.
Whoa.
So that's the Renegade Show. Then the following night, Saturday night, I will be performing in the Mondo Spectacular. The Mondo Spectacular...
Is it spectacular?
You really kind of need to get tickets on Friday night for, because those tickets go real fast. But, yeah, that will be at Mondo, and I'm really, really looking forward to doing
yeah.
that one. So it'll be two performances and two nights in front of performers from around the world, and it'll be really, really fun.
A magnificent
show. I can't wait. Mm. I really, really can't wait. Have you seen a spectacular before?
Yes, last year I went with you.
Okay, I couldn't
Aww.
Remember. That's right, I do remember. I have done this for... close
no,
to 20 years.
I
don't
aware.
Remember who I've seen what with
yeah.
at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and just seeing some of the special guests that they have this year that I'll be performing on stage with. some fantastic, fantastic acts out there. And I'm
nice.
Really, really excited.
Which one are you the most excited to see outside of yours?
That's a loaded question.
I might
and
be evil.
Half.
I'm not the evil.
Oh.
I really want to catch this show, but I believe I will be doing 50 hours of trivia.
Sucker.
Also, Friday night of that weekend, this coming
weekend, yes.
Valentine's.
You're a Valentine.
I am.
Okay.
Bryn and I will be going to a show, which is a show that I'm in, because Kyle and I are ringers for... puns and dad jokes.
I kind of figured that was happening, yeah.
We have been asked to be special guests for Pundemonium, the
yep.
sexy Valentine's Day edition.
You guys, mm-hmm. I also have a show on Valentine's Day.
Shit.
All three of us have shows on Valentine's
yeah, yeah.
Day. I am going to be performing at Strike Theater.
Oh.
For a show called Heartgasm.
Mm.
It starts at 9 p.m. It is, and this is where it gets delightful, gentlemen, a mixture of storytelling, dirty haikus,
ooh.
And circus acts.
I feel like those are all the same thing, and I love it.
I know, right? I'm
yeah.
super excited.
Mm.
And like it was funny, because Allison's been putting this together. And I was like, I saw that you were looking for people for this show, and I want to do this show. And she was like, which thing do you want to participate in?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to be a contestant for Dirty Haikus? Because you could be really good at that. Do you want to do a circus trick? Because I know you know some. Or mm-hmm. do you want to do storytelling because
you can?
And I was like,
por que no los
everything? But I've been focusing on my storytelling more, so I'm going to be telling a story. But yeah, so Heartgasm this Valentine's Day at 9 o'clock at Strike Theater.
Oh,
yeah,
very nice.
So. I will be in the second half, probably, is my understanding.
Excellent.
But also, I felt really bad because there's another show going on this Friday. Man, Valentine's Day lands on a Friday and everybody's got to do something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say...
It's either that or stay home with my wife.
I'll tell you what, you go out. I mean, I think either one of us would gladly volunteer.
Yeah, I'll drink wine with your wife. That'd be great.
She's good company.
Yeah.
She is. I do like her.
So
weird, you should marry her.
How dare you, sir?
Oh, God. But also this Sunday, I'm just going to give a quick shout-out plug thing to this guy, but Scott Kiever is doing a show at Ginkgo Coffee Shop. So if you're looking for something a little tamer, a little more lovey-dovey, Scott will be performing from 7 to 9, or 7:30 to 9. Mm-hmm. And I know this because Scott reached out to me and was like, do you remember that collaboration project we did? So three of those pieces I kind of expanded on into like full songs, and I'd like to invite you to come out to listen to the full songs that I made for this based off of your inspiration. And I was like, I have another show. I can't come. I was so sad, you guys. So yeah, if stories, puns, and circus acts aren't your thing, Scott Kiever at the Ginkgo Coffee Shop.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why do you listen to this podcast? Right, but whatever.
If circus acts aren't for you, come to my show, which is... Fuck.
Yeah.
If dad jokes aren't... they are.
No, nobody's thing. That's not...
So the person... Anyway. I think I have to say I'm the most excited for.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're coming back to this. No, I said except from him.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, except from Kazmir.
Iman Lizarazu.
What does Iman do?
She is a clown from France.
Oh.
And she is... She has, like, a PhD in astrophysics and is a clown.
Nice. I'm in.
Huh.
Yeah. She's a clown in the French style.
Yeah.
That kind of comedia, not comedia, but the kind of more kind of that style.
The more sad mom clown?
The white face and the
She wears white face.
And the polka dotty costumes with the funny hat, you know, type, and the floofy hair. And a little bit more of that style of clowning.
Yeah.
And she just is so good.
I'm seeing somebody now who has legitimate coulrophobia.
Have you seen the videos of Avner the Eccentric?
I have not. Mm-mm. I have not.
Avner the Eccentric is another French clown who, he's an older guy, white beard, dresses kind of shabby, and always has trouble, like, taking his coat off and putting his hat on.
Yeah.
That type thing.
Was he there last?
No.
Okay.
But someone else. All right. Iman has worked with him extensively.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
But, yeah. They're,
excellent.
That one's gonna... After that, I Book Kennison is there too, and that's really fucking good. And I
might have to ask
Josh Casey's that
trivia team if I can sneak away.
A sneak away.
Trivia on KVSC.
You had
almost
all of those notes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just smushed the last of it together.
Yeah,
last
one, yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Yep.
Rookie mistake.
Yep.
I could have choreographed that for you in about 10 minutes.
I'm aware.
Oh, God.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
I suppose.
I'm for it.
All right.
Let's do that voodoo that... Have I been recording? Oh, good. Yes,
oh,
I have.
Jesus, oh. Fuck. Oh, my God.
It's here. It's
just so mad at you right now.
We'll be... It's pretty right adorable here. When you're mad.
I see.
It's pretty we'll fucking be adorable.
I see. Right back.
Oh, I can't believe you did that.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna. And I am well acquainted with my box.
Sure are. Thank you for putting it through its paces in front of us.
You're welcome.
Just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a fast five?
Fast five. Wait, wait, wait.
Yay!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from Mud.
Yay, Mud!
Mud starts us out by saying, just finished catching up on AON hijinks from Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I was enjoying several audiobooks from Stephen King and Michael Crichton.
Crichton?
You're a Crichton.
I am caught up from what became available from the library.
Ah.
Sorry, folks, books took priority. I'm okay with this.
God.
I mean, I get it.
Fine.
But here is a Fast Five.
Yay!
Fast Five.
I am a little rusty. Between audiobooks, work, and Mud Puddle, I have been swamped.
Mud Puddle.
Oh, Mud Puddle. I've seen Mud Puddle has gotten so big.
Whoa, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe he is almost two?
No, Jesus, fuck.
No, oh, it was just like a second ago.
Attached is a photo of a new friend Mud Puddle made.
What?
Oh, wow, that's cute.
Her name is Hey Hey. You can post if you want.
Oh my God, I didn't see that. Yes. Also, Hey Hey is the best name.
We will absolutely post that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. On to the Fast Five.
Yay.
Question number one.
There we go.
It is.
Mav and Riga. Or.
No.
Salsa and James.
You know what? I hang out with these two assholes like every week, so I'm gonna go Mav and Riga.
I'm going Mav and Riga too, because those two, when they're together, are funny fucking people.
Oh, they're super fucking funny.
I mean, they amuse themselves.
I aspire to have their degree of showmanship championing in the ring.
That's fair.
They are both pinnacles of physical comedy and sword fighting talent in that ring.
Conversely, I perspire when I think of the shit that they do in the ring.
Oh, God.
There's that
my
too.
God.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm out of breath already.
Yeah, I know.
Breathe.
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 Jenna.
Breathe.
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 Yeah, I'll go with Mav
all right.
and Riga, yeah.
Mav and Riga all around.
Question number two. Standing or sitting?
Sitting.
Fuck.
Sitting.
I have a desk that I can do either, and I sit all the fucking time.
If I don't have to stand, I don't.
I'm currently sitting at work. All of the chairs suck. And
you're doing it wrong.
I used to.
Those are not chairs, James. Those are vacuum cleaners.
Oh. Well, that explains a lot, including the cleanliness of my colon. That brush attachment. The chairs are too low, and it hurts my knees to be sitting for 8 hours in the chairs that they have. They're not tall enough. and
get a cushion?
I have the Maybe. Opposite problem in which even at the lowest setting for both the chair and my desk, my feet still dangle.
My chair is adorable.
You shut your mouth.
My chair is just right.
Yeah. No, so I currently I straddle a tiny file cabinet on wheels.
And what do you do at work?
That's what I do for work. That's what they pay me for. One of my boss's favorite games is to hide the remote control fart machine in one of the drawers.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Just so. That happened today while I was on a call.
Yes.
Yes.
I approve.
Yeah. So, standing, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Question number three. Big. Oh.
There we go.
Big or small?
Small. Tiny car. Tiny car is best car.
Go big or go home.
Big.
Question number four. Snack or drink?
Snacks.
Drink.
I am chronically dehydrated. I snack.
Yeah.
The first thing I do every morning at work when the smoothie bar opens is I get a smoothie. And two hard-boiled eggs.
First thing I do is
breakfast of champions.
Go get some andouille sausage, eggs with bacon and ham in them, and some biscuits and gravy.
But where do you get your protein?
Comedy.
Okay.
First thing I do is get a cup of coffee. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, that's fair. The first thing I do is coffee, and then the smoothie bar opens, and I get the smoothie.
Ah. That's my basically my mornings are subsisting on coffee.
Yeah, that's fair.
Question number five.
Bing.
Nice. Stuffed unicorn.
Okay.
Oh.
Or, Jenna, stuffed teddy bear.
Ooh.
See, I'm actually fine with stuffed teddy bears as long as they don't walk and talk.
Yeah.
Walking, talking teddy bears is creepy. Yeah. I maintain
walking,
this.
Walking, talking teddy bears is a great album name.
Mm. Is that your Grateful Dead cover band?
Get out.
No, I'm kind of long. I'm okay with this one.
All right.
Fine,
out.
You can stay.
Yes.
But stuffed unicorn or stuffed teddy bear? Unicorn.
Unicorn for me.
The tiny polar bear
is not an option.
It's a stuffed bear.
Well, but it's not a stuffed teddy bear.
I mean, it's close enough.
It's not, though. It's a teddy bear is a very specific
thing. It is actually a very specific thing.
That's fair. When she says it, it makes sense. When you say it, it just sounds awesome.
Oh, my God. You guys, this is like the opposite of my work day. This is... I've never had it happen
really pointy.
Where a guy says something, another guy dismisses it, and then a woman says it, and it gets accepted.
These are tender.
This is why I do this podcast.
That you're poking with this
sword. Don't stab his kidney. Well,
no, I need that nibble.
I got to witness this. For nipping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently. All right.
All right. On to the second email, and it says, this is rather random, kind of like me.
Huh. Yay.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Question number one, Mav and Riga or Salsa and James.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pretend POTUS was kicked out of office.
Ooh.
And it is up to AON to pick the new POTUS and vice.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Which team do you pick from? Fuck.
I want Mav and James.
So do I. That's responsibility. Yeah. I don't want it for sure.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, Salsa would be good at it, but he doesn't want it. James would accept
his fate. I don't think Mav wants it either, to be fair.
Oh my God, you guys. Mav is the new silent auction person for Die Laughing, and he is already kicking ass.
Yeah, I trust Mav.
I agree.
And Riga with my life. I don't trust myself with my own life. Have you seen what I've done with it?
I have to.
Yeah.
Because I literally do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which works for you. But, like, I trust you.
But I certainly don't trust you with my life, so.
Right. I trust you enough.
I'm not sure I trust anybody on this docket.
But I trust of them implicitly.
I'm gonna change this ever so slightly. Mav and Borjek.
Oh, God, no. Wait, okay. Dwed Pywit Mewi and Borjek. Yeah. Borjek.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Dream ticket right
there. President.
Question number two.
Yep.
Standing or sitting? We all know James hates it when you talk to him at the urinal.
I do. I was telling someone else about it.
Would you rather talk to James in the bathroom at the urinal or while he's in a stall?
Monster.
Wait. You guys, wait. If you couldn't get to the point of your conversation, would it be stalling?
It would, by default, because James just wouldn't answer.
I'd be thrown for a loop, that's for sure.
Nope, mine was better.
I agree. I would talk to him at the urinal just because I can see how uncomfortable he is.
I would talk to James at the urinal.
Yeah.
Because I would be impressing everybody around me by the fact that I could pee in a fucking urinal.
Also, you would tell me how funny you and your daughter both are.
What? Well, yes. At a urinal.
It doesn't say
accurate.
That you have to be peeing, too.
Oh, I will be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If just anybody, to make it I would any
just be,
more
I would
awkward.
Just be standing next to him, facing him.
Yeah, you would.
Nope. I'm just
going to... At least if I'm sitting down, I can drown you out.
Just keep flushing.
Just
keep
louder.
Flushing. Just keep flushing.
Yeah. I just poop louder than Salsa talks.
No, definitely urinal.
The thing is I have a weird feeling my comeuppance is going to be soon here.
I'm sure.
Question number three. Big or small?
Okay.
Would you rather see a movie for free on a big screen with random people? Or wait to see a movie at home?
I mean, that's a really good question. Seeing it for free, though.
I mean, I would see the big screen, personally.
Yeah.
I don't go to a lot of movies, but I do enjoy the experience.
One of my favorite cinematic experiences was a 62-hour movie marathon where we paid, like, $15 for a ticket and then got in for the weekend. And I saw films on that big screen that I had seen on the small screen, and there is a vast difference.
Do you know what movie shocked me different on a big screen?
Huh.
Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail.
Oh, yeah.
Opening credits. I was like, oh, that's what that's supposed to be doing to me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, and then from there on in, like, you got more of the perspective and everything else. But yeah. I was shocked because, like, Lawrence of Arabia makes sense. It's all of those big, gorgeous landscape shots and all that. But, like, Monty Python? Nope. Way better on a big screen. Did not know.
I also saw Top Gun, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, The Shining, The Birds, Rocky, fucking so many different things all on the big screen. And I'm going to go with Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I'm going to say as fun as it is to sit in a living room and yell shit at a screen.
No, that's way better with a live cast.
I don't necessarily want to hit up the Transvestite Soup one here in the Twin Cities, but different ones with live casts I would absolutely do.
I have questions, but I will ask them later.
Sure.
All right, question number four. snack or drink.
Okay.
You are sitting through the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Fuck. It's good, but... Oh,
does not say if it's the extended version or not.
Doesn't Every matter. Version is an extended version.
Also true.
Yeah.
You can only have a snack or a drink.
Drink.
Which do you want? You only get 2 bathroom breaks.
Snack.
If I'm at a movie, mm-hmm. I need my Reese's Pieces.
God damn it.
What?
I can't have Reese's Pieces.
Oh. I'm not allowed to have Reese's Pieces in a movie.
What?
That is what I get.
I don't...
That is, I go to a movie, I get Reese's Pieces.
I made
that
a mistake.
I believe this.
Enough said. Moving on.
Okay.
I'll do a stand-up set sometime.
Yeah, no, it's popcorn and Reese's Pieces. If somebody gets a drink, I'll get a drink. Great. Otherwise, that's what I get.
Junior Mints, actually.
It's a solid one.
Yeah.
I like when they have the little pretzel bites.
All right.
You're a pretzel bite.
Yeah. Aw.
Question number 5. Stuffed unicorn or stuffed teddy bear?
Yeah.
Oh, Jenna.
Oh, God. Oh, son of a bitch.
A demon has possessed a kid's toy.
No.
Fucking shit.
Would you find a unicorn or teddy bear less creepy?
I'm out.
As a demonic entity.
Oh, there she goes.
I'm out.
Yeah. Wait, come back. It's your podcast.
No, don't. James, that was our moment.
To what? Be responsible for this shit show? Fuck no.
Fuck. So what? Okay, a demon has possessed one of them.
A demon has possessed a kid's toy.
Yeah. Question.
Would you find a unicorn or teddy bear less creepy as a demonic entity?
Less creepy, then I'm sticking with unicorn.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I think I'm going to honestly go with teddy bear on this one.
You're wrong, but...
No, it's fine. No, but for the reason that it's a cliche. It's been done.
Yeah, it's a cliche for a reason, though.
But the cuteness of the unicorn...
Yeah.
...would be more creepy because you're going further. You know what I mean?
I understand, but you're still wrong.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I get your reasoning. It's flawed, but I get it.
I've made peace with that.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you to Mud for that Fast Five.
Yay, Mud.
You would like to send a Fast Five. Please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should give nothing but those 5 choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us the context so we know what we're arguing about. Who has a shout-out?
I already gave my shout-out to Dennis.
Fair.
Yeah. I have a shout-out to art teachers.
Ooh.
I know and like many of them.
I live with one.
And, they do amazing things and change lives.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Art teachers made a huge difference in my life. And they're making a big difference in my life right now.
Cool. I'm giving my slightly overdue shout-out to Stefan.
Aw, Stefan.
Senpai.
He gifted us... AON, a gift, and I forgot to thank him for it on the podcast repeatedly because I'm a terrible human being.
Jesus Christ.
So here is my moment to rectify that. But Stefan has gifted the AON lab a stack of beer coasters.
Oh, is that where those came from?
Yes, yes. And I mean a fucking stack. There's like...
Yeah.
25 to 30 of them here.
This looks like my POG collection. But
I love that I'm using none of them right now for my booze.
Right. But all of them are from Germany.
Yeah.
And there is a good variety here.
Yeah, holy shit, there is.
And they're fantastic. But he gave us this whole stack of coasters to do with as we see fit.
I'm deeply excited about this.
So thank you so much, Stefan,
for the lab. That
gift. Senpai?
So, yay.
Yep.
Thank you, Stefan.
Who's got something to plug?
We all do.
I know, right?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Because fuck it. This Friday, if you don't want to watch these two assholes, you should come watch me. I will be at Strike Theater at 9 o'clock for Heartgasm, which is going to have circus acts, dirty haiku competitions, and storytelling. Also, next Thursday is Double Blind. I'll be working a box office.
Cool.
Oh, and then next Friday, the 21st, is the opening of Fearless Five.
Oh, shit.
I know, right? It's so close.
Yep.
Somebody's going to be in Tech Week next week, you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, go ahead, Saul.
Okay. Well, that somebody who's going to be in Tech Week is me. Because Fearless Five, yep, that's happening. And I am directing the show that James wrote, and it is pretty fucking good.
Yeah,
It's really coming along great, and I am very, very, very proud of my actors and what they have done with it. And I'm really, really excited for y'all to see it. As mentioned, I will be at Mondo, performing at two different shows over the weekend. That is terribly exciting, I know.
That is very exciting.
And I've already talked about that, so I won't go into further details on that. But I will mention that James and I, as well as a few other people, will be jumping into a frozen lake at the end of the month.
Yeah, we will.
James has hit his goal.
Yes.
Jake has hit their goal.
Yes.
I am about 10 bucks shy, and Abby's about 15 bucks shy. It's the only time he's been shy in his life.
Right?
I know, right? So we are doing great, but we have a much higher goal. We don't want just the minimum. We all need to hit the minimum in order to jump, but yes, then we have goals above that. So please go to reg.plungemn.org/team/fearlesscomedy and donate. You don't need to make a huge donation. You can make a tiny donation. I mean, if all you can manage is $5 for one person,
that's still great. $5.
That's
yeah.
$5 that goes towards the Special Olympics of Minnesota.
Please and thank
and,
you.
And all of that money goes to them. None of it comes to us. None of it comes to Fearless. None of it goes anywhere near us. It goes straight to the Special Olympics. It is a tax-deductible
it is
donation.
A worthy cause that celebrates the ability of very hardworking athletes.
And your donations do go towards not just sending people to the Special Olympics, but also various other things like equipment and
volunteers, and translators.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of facilities. Very, very worthy
trainers.
Exactly. So do that. James.
Please, yes, do that. This Friday, I believe it's going to be Club Underground at 8 p.m. Will be Pundemonium, the sex extravaganza. Pundemonium. It's going to be a Valentine's and boning themed pun show. Should be a good place to bring a date. If you're real quick, you might be able to catch some of that show and all of Jenna's.
Yeah.
And then bring your significant other or others to Salsa's shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just come see all of us.
Just make a fucking weekend out of it. Literally.
AON weekend.
A fucking weekend.
Please don't fuck during my show.
Not, like, during it.
I mean, if I inspire you, have at afterwards, but, you know.
Huh.
The applause is nice.
Lovely.
Right.
So there's that. And then tickets for the Vilten amateur show are on sale, and that means that they are close to being sold out. I are
That's
already
how that works.
Purchased mine, even as a coach. Mm-hmm. I still bought tickets to go, and I am very excited to see what is every year a completely fucking weird, spectacular form of hazing that we put people through to make sure that they are ready to join a cast of complete fucking assholes.
Yep.
So there's that.
Yeah.
All right.
That will be the last Friday of the month, which I think is the 28th. And
sounds right.
Yeah. Catch it if you can. It
is this a leap year, you guys?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Extra day.
Extra day. Extra day.
Extra. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know. Something.
I'll figure it out.
Sleep?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That extra day is the day that James and I are jumping in a frozen lake.
So. That's true.
Well, then I know what I'm doing with my extra day. I'm going to watch you two assholes jumping in a frozen lake.
Oh, God.
Sucker.
It's going to be real cold.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. So.
Hope you got your swimsuit ready.
I do. I do already, yeah. So all of that stuff is all stacked up. For me, Friday the 14th is the Sextravaganza Pandemonium. Thursday the 20th, I'm in Double Blind, and it's Kayla's birthday.
Yes.
I will be in the show with her. Then it will be jumping into a frozen lake with Salsa after the Vilten amateur show. Come and see my amateur and cheer them on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please.
All right.
Anything else?
I think all of our listeners are amazing.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so very, very much for listening to this episode.
Yay.
Thank you to Mud for the Fast Five.
Yay, Mud!
And
Mud.
For the little Mud Putt picture.
Yay.
Everyone?
Yes.
Eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye. I love you. Bye.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.